Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
All right, Colt Keith draws a walk. We're so distracted by ice cream right now. Okay, I got to try the Door County Cherry. There you go. That's amazing.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 on this Wednesday morning, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Brewers 7-2 winners over the White Sox. They go again tonight. Brewers 6:40, first pitch, and Levo's on the line with us this morning. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing well. Seemed like not too bad of a crowd yesterday on the radio, and Josh and Lane were talking about, I think Lane brought up what was bring your dog to the ballpark night, so he thought that might have had something to do with it. And then I think Maurer chimed in. It was also $5 night, including some adult beverages. It would take at least that to go watch this terrible team.
Yeah, all of the above. And the crowd was good. I don't think there was a soul in the upper deck, but the lower bowl was pretty full. So was the outfield. I know they had over 1,200 dogs. I think over 14,000 humans.
Do you have to buy a ticket for the dog?
Yes, I believe we have a dog day at our park too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, big time. Big time. It's one of my favorite days. I know we showed it on the TV side a ton just because it's fun to watch the dogs. And we were getting on some of the owners for putting a hot dog in one of the dog's faces and then pulling it back like it was on a string. Like, come on, man. Feed the dog. It's such a good boy.
It's mean.
Such a good boy. Give him a treat. Come on.
Yeah, I don't like that for the dog. As for the
ball game,
not a lot of fireworks. You did have the guy whose nickname we just learned was Moon. I'm blanking on his name now. Collins.
Isaac Collins.
Isaac Collins hit his first home run.
Yeah, it was a good, I think all around, listen, Freddie Peralta threw the ball well, gave up back-to-back homers in the first inning, and then didn't give up another hit after the first inning. The Brewers offense came alive against the White Sox bullpen. They had an inning where they scored four runs, and it was just a prototypical Brewers type of inning, right? And then they added two more in the eighth inning and never got a ball out of the infield. I think that's, we were talking about it on TV last night, just about how this offense, it's not hitting a ton of homers, and that's okay. And this offense is also going to be one that scores runs in a variety of different ways, which helps you be consistent with your offense. And I think they've shown that over the course of the season. I think they have 10 different games where they've scored seven or more runs already this year. That's a really good thing. And that's a really good thing to have a dynamic offense that's not going to go into a ton of prolonged slumps. And at 15-15 through 30 games, I think – with all the injuries and the guys that have got off the slow starts, you'd be okay with 15-15 so far.
You remember Little League, like when you used to play and you'd get there before the game started and do the warm-ups, and you could just tell. You would see the other team, and you could just tell, these guys are not any good. We are going to roll these guys. Do you think they noticed that? Like, I mean, obviously, you look at the White Sox record. They're 7-22. They've lost 12 of 15. Do you gain confidence? Like, do you kind of roll in just flexing just a little bit? Because, like, here we go. Because you remember being a little leaguer, like, you kind of thought you were going to hit a home run every time you go up there.
Right. I think that there is a small level of that. But at the same time, this is Major League Baseball. These guys are here for a reason. And any team can beat any team on any given day. And if you take your opponent lightly, that's the day that they punch you in the mouth. So for me, I think that the Brewers just do their own thing, right? These guys are professional athletes. You have to maintain your competitive edge. You have to. Otherwise, you're going to lose. And the Brewers, for right now, they need to win these next couple of games. If they play tomorrow, the weather's supposed to be kind of crummy. But if they play tomorrow, you still have an opportunity to come back home with a 5-5 road trip after you started the road trip 1-5, had a couple of tough losses in there in San Francisco, but it's two games that you need to win. And again, you can't take your opponent lightly. But you're right. Sometimes you just roll into a ballpark, or even in Colorado, that team's what did they win last night? They've got four wins. They've got four wins on the season. So when you walk into that ballpark, you have to respect your opponent, but you also have it in the back of your mind, we got to take care of business. These are the games we have to win. Otherwise, you look back at the end of the season, if you miss the playoffs by a game, those are the games right. that you kick yourself about.
So Tobias Myers back on the hill today, so good to see him back up with the club. Who's next? Who's the next pitcher that we're expecting to finally be back?
I think that it could be a combination of a couple of people. Brandon Woodruff is pitching today in Appleton. And for him, it's just you got to make sure you do it right. You want to make sure that he's able to recover, and you don't want him, hey, listen, you got 60 pitches and that's it. You want him to be full bore Brandon Woodruff. So he's making his way back. Aaron Ashby is starting to have some competitive at-bats against him. I believe he's going to go out on a rehab assignment pretty soon. That would be the next piece in terms of pitching. So, and Aaron Civale, too. Both, all three of those guys are nearing a return. I'm not sure how close, but they are all inching forward towards the big leagues again.
Boy, if you need something to do today, go out and see Brandon Woodruff pitch at, I don't know if they still call it Fox City Stadium, but that's a beautiful ballpark that the Timber Rattlers play in there. Go see Brandon Woodruff pitch in that yard. That would be a treat.
No doubt. And it's a day game, too. So hustle up and get yourself up to Appleton and go over to my friends over at the Wooden Nickel Tavern on Main Street and have a beverage afterwards.
Yes, sir.
Tell them Jeff sent me.
Yes, no doubt. That's where we celebrate when we won the national championship when I was in college, because it was played in Appleton. That's where we celebrate. It was at the Wooden Nickel Tavern.
One more thing before we let you go, Levo. We got the Cubs coming to town as the Brewers are finally back from this longest roadie of the season. So Cubs in town for 3 against Milwaukee starting Friday night. And I guess while we weren't paying attention, they climbed to the top of the National League Central.
Yeah. The Cubs have been playing good baseball. They're scoring a ton of runs. They're playing really good defense. It's a lot of the same cast of characters. You just add Kyle Tucker and take away Cody Bellinger. But a lot of the same cast of characters with the Cubs. We haven't seen them all but once in spring training. And you kind of take that with a grain of salt. But I'm excited to see the Cubs for the first time. I'm curious to see what kind of reception they get when they come to American Family Field, and it's always fun to beat the Cubs, so hopefully the Brewers have that in them over the weekend.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering, live with us on
Thanks,
Brewers
buddy.
360. Thanks, my friend.
You got it. See you guys.
Well, he did mention the weather tomorrow. I hope we get it in tomorrow. Right? Should be nice tonight, but...
Just because you don't want to have
I
to
just
stop
want to even it up,
side.
And I don't want to have to... Right, we're already there. Our stuff's there. I don't want to have to play another game down there. It's like, when do you double that one up? Or maybe play 2 today if you need it. Just run them out there early. Ain't nobody going to those games anyway.
Like, it won't affect any schedules.
Not to worry about tickets.